It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today, we're going to play some NFL quarterback dominoes. Woo! Well, that didn't take very long. On Tuesday morning, the Green Bay Packers announced that their talented but perpetually non-committal quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, had finally agreed to a contract extension to remain in Green Bay. But literally, a few hours later, the Denver Broncos then announced that they had acquired talented quarterback Russell Wilson in a big trade with the Seattle Seahawks. Denver now believes that they have the right quarterback to take their team back into the AFC playoffs again next year.
Yes!
Then today, on Wednesday afternoon, we're learning that the Indianapolis Colts have made a deal to send their one-and-done quarterback Carson Wentz to the Washington Commandos. Well, I prefer that name much better than the recent choice of Commanders. Though the Colts fans may be glad to see Wentz hit the road after just 1 year of very inconsistent quarterback play in Indianapolis, I also don't sense a gleeful surge in season ticket sales from the NFL fans in the Washington, D.C. area either. In less than 36 hours, three NFL starting quarterbacks have been involved in big news transactions. And though the NBA and the NCAA's March Madness had hoped to capture a larger share of the sports headlines after the NFL season had concluded, these three football transactions will dominate the sports pages for a few more days as football fans need some time to evaluate what these changes mean. Yes, the NFL quarterback dominoes are starting to fall very quickly. There are a number of football teams which still need to fill their quarterback slots as soon as possible. The Pittsburgh Steelers saw the retirement of longtime quarterback Ben Roethlisberger at the end of last year. The Steelers' backup trio of Mason Rudolph, Dwayne Haskins, and Josh Dobbs are very young and apparently weren't good enough to unseat Pittsburgh's aging starter last year either. The Steelers' defense is still one of the NFL's best. The team's addition of former Alabama running back Najee Harris last season worked out really well too. Pittsburgh's offensive line, though, remains an ongoing area of need, regardless of who the quarterback is. With the Steelers' current roster well under the NFL's salary cap, the AFC's black and gold team had been hoping that, perhaps, either Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers or Seattle's Russell Wilson might be tempted to come to Steel City. Well, neither one did, so the Steelers now must get out and look at other options, including the first round of this spring's NFL draft, in order to find their next starting quarterback. And then there's the plight of the league's other black and gold team, the NFC's New Orleans Saints. After Drew Brees retired a year ago, the 2021 Saints would start four different quarterbacks, Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, Trevor Siemian, and Ian Book, at different times during last season. Though Jameis Winston, who was sent packing from Tampa Bay after the Bucs acquired Tom Brady a couple of years ago, looked to be the starting quarterback early in the year, a knee injury ended his season in week number 5. Jameis Winston's budget-friendly $5.5 million annual contract with New Orleans was just for one season, and he has quickly emerged now as one of the next NFL veteran quarterback dominoes to be changing uniforms and NFL cities very soon. Jameis Winston's football career has been the definition of ups and downs. Winston's throws can be thrilling touchdown passes or head-scratching interceptions. Though there has never been a question about his physical skills, Winston's questionable decision-making goes all the way back to his college football days at Florida State. They will remain a lingering concern. Another factor which might indicate that New Orleans and Jameis Winston won't be together much longer was the recent announcement that the Saints' longtime head coach, Sean Payton, was stepping down to take a break from football. Sean Payton, who was a very good college quarterback himself at Eastern Washington, was seen as the perfect coach to help teach Jameis Winston on how to become a more effective NFL passer. Without Coach Payton, though, Winston's apparent improvement in 2021 may start to retreat. The New Orleans payroll, too, is far above the NFL's salary cap. They need to cut some cash.
Sell, sell, sell!
Other suitors for Jameis Winston are likely to offer him a much larger contract to obtain his services. With other NFL teams shopping for talented NFL quarterbacks, our old friend Economics 101 Supply and Demand
I'm all in.
Favors other teams to bid up the price beyond the New Orleans Saints limit. Like Pittsburgh, the Saints are in a proverbial quarterback pickle. If you think those two teams have a quarterback issue, what about the Indianapolis Colts? The Colts just lost their starting quarterback today as Carson Wentz and his $28 million contract were both dealt to Washington, D.C. The Colts, which finished last year with 9 wins just like the Saints and Steelers, have 2 untested quarterbacks on their bench with last year's rookie from the University of Texas, Sam Ellinger, and second-year pro James Morgan to choose from. But neither of those 2 backup signal callers played in a single regular season game for the Colts in 2021. And if that's not bad enough, the Indianapolis Colts will now be looking at their 5th different starting quarterback in 5 years. Andrew Luck retired. Jacoby Brissett is now in Miami. Phillip Rivers retired. And now Carson Wentz, who was traded, have all been the starting quarterbacks in Indianapolis over the last 4 years. According to one source, Indianapolis has the most available salary cap room in order to spend big money to lasso another veteran NFL free agent quarterback. And they need to hurry up, as the Colts' first-round pick in the upcoming NFL draft, the number 16 spot, was traded away to Philadelphia a year ago for the previously mentioned one-and-done departing quarterback, Carson Wentz. What other NFL quarterbacks might be moving to another team soon? Free agents such as San Francisco's Jimmy Garoppolo, Denver's former starting quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, and former Chicago Bears starter Mitch Trubisky are among the most likely quarterbacks to be changing teams soon. Jimmy G has been erratic, though oftentimes effective. However, the 49ers are placing a lot of confidence in their 2021 first-round draft pick Trey Lance to become the future of San Francisco's team. That makes Jimmy Garoppolo quite expendable. Jimmy G has served many years as the backup quarterback for Tom Brady in New England, but he just hasn't flourished the way the 49ers management had expected after being shipped to San Francisco by the Patriots a few years ago. Now, Teddy Bridgewater is nearly the opposite of Garoppolo. He is a meticulously accurate passer, but he's hesitant to throw enough deep routes down the field to open up the opponent's defense. Bridgewater played in New Orleans as a backup for Drew Brees a few years ago, and it wouldn't be a surprise to find him back with the Saints again next season, if the price is right.
Thank you, Bob Barker. Come on down! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right!
And then we have Mitch Trubisky. The former number 2 overall draft pick back in 2017 by the Chicago Bears crashed and burned in the Windy City. And last year, Trubisky found himself on the bench in Buffalo for the entire season as a backup to Josh Allen. Paid a relatively paltry $2.5 million last year by the Bills to warm the bench up in chilly northwestern New York State, Mitch Trubisky had the chance to watch and learn, though, in Buffalo. And I fully expect him to be moving to another team soon to become an NFL starter. There is one other very intriguing quarterback wild card which we might want to be watching very closely. Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson is finally heading to court at the end of this week to face his accusers, all 22 of them, of sexual misconduct and harassment allegations from over a year ago, which have kept the Texans starting quarterback off the field all year in 2021. This coming Friday, March 11, 2022, the Harris County, Texas grand jury will review the evidence in Deshaun Watson's legal cases for possible criminal charges. If the grand jury does not indict Watson, it is conceivable that he could be legally cleared by the NFL to begin playing football again this fall in 2022, while his attorneys rush to settle an onslaught of civil lawsuits filed in the case. Watson's legal defense team should be ready to move quickly and earn their fees as the client's NFL contract pays him $35 million per season. Would Indianapolis or Pittsburgh or another NFL team be willing to make a deal with Houston to give Deshaun Watson a fresh start to play football in another NFL city? If the grand jury does not push for criminal charges, I expect Deshaun Watson will be on the move out of Houston soon. So stay tuned. This year's game of NFL quarterback dominoes is moving very, very quickly. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.